The Hindi phrase Sangeetayan translates to house of music, and that's exactly what brothers Pritam and Prithviraj Bhattacharjee have built. Sangeetayan hosts workshops and concerts celebrating Indian classical music. This Sunday, Sangeetayan will present a special concert with a revered classical music vocalist. I spoke with the brothers, starting with their own introduction for us to Indian classical music.
So, myself, Pritam Bhattacharjee, an Indian classical vocalist, I started learning from my mother. That was the foundation of music. And then I learned from one of the best doyen of Indian classical music, Sangeet Martan Pandit Jasraji, whose event we are doing this Sunday on 30th July. So I am a direct disciple of him.
Now, you mentioned individuals. Were they part of institutions? Are there conservatories or schools you went through?
Yes, as Pritam just mentioned, that he studied with mom first, which we both did initially, our vocal training. Then the stream got changed for me. I continued percussion, Indian hand drum percussion instrument known as tabla. I continued with that, and I have studied with one of the most greatest tabla maestros ever born, the great legendary Ustad Alarakha Khasab and the legendary Ustad Zakir Hussain.
Would you describe some of the instruments used for most of the Indian classical compositions?
Yeah, sure. Normally for classical music, one drone instrument is very mandatory for each musician. Whether it doesn't matter whether instrumental or vocalist or a percussionist. And that drone instrument is known as tanpura. And then different instruments such as sitar, sarod, santur, flute, Indian flute. These are very mainstream classical music instruments.
Sitar is probably the most familiar.
Apart from tabla, maybe. Tabla is, although it's not a musical instrument, it's a percussion instrument.
Why did you found Sangeetayan in Atlanta?
If you know that we are a part of another institution, Pandit Jasraj School of Music, we are faculty there. So we are imparting knowledge to the students and trying to have more inspiration injected to the society through music. So we felt that we should have an organization, which is a non-profit organization. We have Sangeetayan, and apt name, a home for music, so that any stream of music can be cultured, cultivated, or practiced in that, as well as we'll have some performances of different artists to expedite the process of inspiration, so that logically we can bring more people and more attention to people so that they can get engaged for future cultivation of music.
Along with creating music, part of your mission is to document Indian classical music. Is there not enough documentation? You mentioned a tradition that goes back 3,000 years.
Yes, I think documentation is there, but digital documentation was not done.
The digital documentation is very much needed.
And digital documentation will involve video, audio, and paper documentation.
Yes.
Because now the compositions are written also, right? So they should be also documented. So that's why I should say archival of all of this should happen. Also.
And in Indian music, the performer, in certain areas we do the fixed composition, but based on that fixed composition, we improvise.
The classical musicians are trained to go for creativity on the spot based on something they have, some fixed composition. So that's why sometimes impromptu things are happening and wonderful things are happening. But if they are not recorded, they're not kept, then it's gone forever.
Yeah. Are those fixed melodies ragas?
Raga is a vast process where you are allowed to roam around and create. And there are specific compositions also based on each raga. Each raga may have thousands of compositions And then on that, you are open to improvise, following the rules and regulation of the raga.
Of that melody pattern.
Raga
melody
is
scale.
Basically a melody
scale.
Pattern.
Scale. Melodic scale. Scale.
Which will have ascending and descending rules, and which way you can go, which notes you can strike, and which...
But you can paint your own canvas, means maintaining that scale, to demonstrate that I have to sing.
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, please.
So this is the electronic version of the drone instrument, which he was mentioning, Tanpura. So this is the electronic version of that. So let's say I'm just giving you an example, like sa ga ma dha ni sa sa ni da ma ga ma re sa. This is the outline of the melodic structure. So on that you will improvise, like ga ga ma dha ni sa ni da pa ma ga ma ni ni da ba da ma pa ga ma da ba da ma pa ga ga ma ga re sa re ni sa ga ma pa ga ma da ba da ma pa. So this is not fixed. You have that outline like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, like A to Z, and you have to make sentence, or you are given a topic on the spot and you have to speak about it. You are given this means outline of the note. So between that line, you have to create your pattern. Sa ma ga ma re ba ma ba ga ga ma da ba da ma ma pa ni da ni da ba da ma ma pa ma ga ma ga re ga ma ba da ni sa sa ni za ni da ni da ba da pa ma ba da ni za ni da pa ma ba da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ma ga re sa. This is all impromptu. It's not fixed.
Wonderful.
So if it's not getting recorded, then I also cannot remember what I have created. So that's why the need of the recording.
And same thing happens, as you can see, just like do re mi fa sol la ti do. It's a sa re ga ma pa da ni sa.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
And same thing happens in percussion instrument. There are syllables, different abstract syllables. They don't mean anything. But you can express your rhythmic approaches, rhythmic thoughts through it. Like dha, titi ghi na dha, ghi na dha ti da ghi na dha, like a composition, just like a conversation.
From what you described about the improvisatory process, that's essential to performance. Where is the line drawn between the formal composition and the improvisation?
So sometimes you can see that most of the compositions, what people compose or perform, that has two things. One, lyrics and tune attached, and with rhythm. So these three things simultaneously work to create a composition. Now, that would be the basic structure to start with. And with each approach of that structure, we will develop some improvised approaches based on not like completely losing the essence of that composition, but at the same time, improvised. So one time, one of the great poet, Rabindranath Tagore, was asked, how do you define Indian classical music? He said, when bound becomes boundless, it's Indian classical music.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I can say about that, that we have fixed structures and fixed compositions, but then that's just the beginning, and then you can go for your improvisation based on that.
This week, Pandit Jasraj performs at the Rialto through your organization. And he is the only musician who's been named Sangeet Martand. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Sangeet Martand means the musical sun.
We are talking about S-U-N, sun.
S-U-N, sun, not sun.
So sun of music.
So the source of light and warmth.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Would you tell us about some of the pieces that will be performed in the Rialto concert?
It will definitely be classical But this is what the beautiful thing about classical musicians. You never know what they're going to perform. It's never pre-decided. Most of the time they decide on stage, if you believe
me. What piece they are going to perform or what melodic pattern they are going to perform. Because it depends on the time. In Indian music, there are raga pattern, melody patterns, they are designed for the appropriate time. It follows the 24 hours time cycle. So if the concert starts at 3 p.m., there are options for 500 those time period matching melody patterns. So what Pandit Jasraji will perform, I don't know. He will decide on the stage. Even he will not know one day prior to the concert. He will decide on that day.
How so fantastic.
To be more clear, Indian classical music was not a form of entertainment. It was mainly evolved for meditation. So it started with, so you can see the context going for the time and all those things, and melodic pattern having different moods and things. Why? Because it's used for meditation, not for entertainment initially. Now we perform also.
This entertainment is, you can say it's a byproduct of that music. But the main goal for that music was to make people so calm and steady, spiritually, then mentally, so that he or she can be a better person, you know?
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you
so much for inviting
us. Yeah.